بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers, sisters, elders and young ones in Islam. Alhamdulillah, ثم alhamdulillah. It is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that despite the lockdown, Allah has still given us a chance to speak from our homes. Although we cannot have this program direct from the masjid, from our homes, we can still reach the homes of all the listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of making amal. May Allah inspire us with the correct words that will guide us towards His love and His muhabbat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to practice on whatever is going to be said. It is only the fadl, the kind favor of Allah, that Allah is giving us this opportunity despite all our weaknesses and despite our sins, despite our wrongs that we have done, and the consequence of which we are witnessing. Allah is so kind, respected listeners, that Allah is still giving us a chance to speak about His greatness, to hear about His greatness, to speak about His deen, to hear about His deen. May Allah now give us the tawfiq of making amal and practicing upon His deen. Respected listeners, we are all aware that now we are coming to an end of the month of Sha'ban. Now we have a very auspicious event that we are all looking forward towards. There is some type of enjoyment in the heart, some type of euphoria, some elatement that we have in our heart, some type of happiness, something that we are looking forward to. And this guest that is going to arrive, like how we have guests that come to us, family members or somebody very close to us, and perhaps we have not seen for a long time, and this person is now going to visit us, then the enjoyment and the joy, the happiness, the ecstasy that we have in our hearts to welcome this guest, especially when we are going to the airport to see and welcome, and as the guest will arrive and we will be smiling and we will embrace this guest. In the same way, we are about to welcome and embrace the special guest of the month of Ramadan, which is no ordinary guest. This guest of Ramadan that is going to visit us, we are expected to honor this Ramadan, respect Ramadan, to spend all our time in its company. Like how when we have that very bosom friend who is going to visit us, or that aunt or uncle who we are very close to, perhaps our grandparents who have come from so far, and now we are going to treasure and value every moment in their company. In the same way, we are going to spend all our time with Ramadan and take and derive maximum benefit from it. We should bear in mind that this guest, this mehman that is coming, will soon depart also. No guest remains with the host forever. The guest comes for a couple of days, a couple of weeks, perhaps a month, and then the guest departs. So, just like how a guest comes and visits for a short period, Like that, Ramadan comes for a period of 29 or 30 days, and then it departs. So we should bear this in mind, that this guest is not going to be here with us forever. This guest will come, and the guest will depart. And also, more importantly, perhaps we may even leave before this guest arrives. Or whilst the guest is with us, we may also leave this world. How many people were present with us previous years or even last year and no longer are with us this year, this Ramadan? May Allah give us that life to witness Ramadan in the condition of full iman and in the condition that we will be anticipating rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imanan wa ihtisaban. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, respected listeners and elders. I'm going to emphasize this point, that may Allah give us the tawfiq of enjoying this Ramadan and deriving maximum benefit from this month of Ramadan. Spiritually, we must be recharged. The ta'alluq and bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be extremely strong, stronger than all the years that passed, stronger than our present condition. Alhamdulillah, because of the pandemic, Alhamdulillah, most people have made rujoo ila Allah. It has caused them panic and they became fearful. They made tawbah, they have made istighfar, they are continuing to make tawbah and istighfar. So already there was this jolt in our lives that redirected us towards our main purpose and goal. And Alhamdulillah, now the month of Ramadan is soon coming. Therefore, to some extent, we have already engaged in acts of ibadah. We have already engaged in tawbah, istighfar. So Alhamdulillah, there is some cleansing of the heart, some purification that has already begun. May Allah purify our hearts. May Allah cleanse and purify our hearts. So remember that Ramadan may come and Ramadan will soon depart and soon go away. But in the midst of Ramadan, you and I can also depart. And we can also leave this world. Hence, enjoy every bit of Ramadan. The barakat of Ramadan comes pouring down in torrents. The barakat, the blessings, the divine blessings from the heavens, it comes down, pouring down. Our Hazrat Murana Yunus Saab Rahmatullahi Alayh used to always mention a very simple but extremely profound example. Most of you have heard this many times, even for myself. That a person who requires water, especially in those drought-stricken lands, and now suddenly it is raining, it is pouring, and people go out with their buckets to go and fill their buckets. And as everybody comes out and emerge from their homes, they have got their buckets and they're filling their buckets with the rainwater. There is this one particular person who has taken a nice huge bucket, sufficient amount to fill for his entire family and his needs. But when he goes out, he turns the bucket upside down. Respected listeners, we don't need much reasoning and thinking to understand that obviously he is not going to fill his bucket with any water. The rain water will fall on the other side of the bucket and it will fall off instead of falling into the bucket. In the same way, Ramadan will bring divine blessings and barakat. Now, if our heart is not going to be receptive and we are not going to keep our heart in the right position, in the right direction, to absorb the barakat of absorb the barakat of Ramadan, but if we are going to have inverted hearts, like how the bucket was turned upside down, if our hearts are going to be inverted, then respected listeners, you and I would be losers. There will be no taqwa coming into our hearts. There will be no sense of spiritual reformation taking place in our lives. Tazkiyah will not take place. There won't be any taharat of our qulub. There won't be any positive change in our lives. So this guest will come, it will depart, just like every other month. And you and I will gain nothing. So in order to gain from the barakat of Ramadan, it is imperative that our direction is correct. Like the person puts the bucket in the right position, similarly our hearts should be positioned in the right way to imbibe in our hearts the true spirit of Ramadan, the blessing of Ramadan, the barakat of Ramadan, the maghfirat, the rahmat of Ramadan. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was once bathing in the river, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with many ni'mats. So whilst he was bathing in the river, suddenly he finds golden locusts falling from the heavens, falling from the skies. So many of them. So Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam took a garment and he began to collect those golden locusts. When suddenly he hears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing him, Ya Ayyub, have I not made you free and independent of this golden locust and wealth that is coming down? In other words, I've given you, provided for you, sufficient. You've got plentiful. Why now the need for going and gathering this? In other words, is it greed, O Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam? When I provided so much for you, there is no need now, there is no necessity for you to go and collect this golden locust. He said, indeed, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have sufficed me with sufficient amount of provisions, that there is no need for me to acquire any more. However, I am not independent of your divine blessings and barakah. This barakah is pouring from the heavens. It is not the gold that is attracting me. It is, in other words, I'm explaining this hadith. It is the blessing, the divine blessing coming from the asman, from the heaven that you are sending down. This I'm not independent of. This was the ta'alluq he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he regarded this to be such a divine blessing, he did not want to be deprived of it. Respected mothers and brothers and elders, this is what you and I need to ponder and reflect over. That this Ramadan is coming, like how it came previously, but treat it, understand that this is, even though our eyes cannot see, but inshallah, Allah will give us that some type of perception in our hearts, some type of feeling in our heart, that we will feel so different and so pious, and we feel like a special bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in our salah, in sujood, and when we raise our hands in dua, we will shed those tears of repentance. When we will now engage in tilawat of the Quran, some different type of feeling and ecstasy, some joy that will just spur us on to continue, and we will feel happy, and we will feel rejuvenated standing up in Taraweeh, long rakat. It will not become painful for us. It won't be something that we will wish to just discard and abandon or just leave it out. No, but we will look forward to it. It will be something that we will be yearning towards. There will be a longing within us created. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not deprive any person, any believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant us the tawfiq and ability to obey Him correctly at all times. Ramadan is a beautiful occasion. It is a chance. It is an opportunity given to us. But the effort has to come from our side. That is required from our side. We have to make a concerted effort. We must have that firm resolution, that firm determination, that really I need to change my life, and I want this Ramadan to be a turning point in my life, that I want to gain from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me many Ramadans of the past. I'm now 50 years, 60 years, 70 years old. So I had sufficient Ramadan, I had many Ramadans in my life, but I really want to get the maximum of this Ramadan, inshallah. And I want this Ramadan to be the best of Ramadan ever in my life thus far. See, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say that Ramadan is like a siri. In Urdu we say siri, English a ladder. It is, Ramadan is a ladder to taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The whole fasting has been prescribed to you, O believers, so that you may gain taqwa. There are 29 days or 30 days of roza, and a person will climb each rung. First step, first rung, and second, and third, and fourth. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, till he comes to the 29 or 30th day. And finally, what does he acquire? Taqwa. Righteousness. Piety. The consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That bond and attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ramadan, treat it to be a ladder to acquiring and to acquiring taqwa in our lives. And inshallah, you see, if a person requires to climb any building or any high place, and when he puts the ladder or he sets up the ladder and he climbs the ladder, so even though the support upon which he placed the ladder, that may be difficult to have climbed without the ladder, but placing the ladder against it, now he overcomes the difficulty of having climbed that particular thing. So he reaches his whatever he's trying to acquire and reach very easily. So in a similar way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Ramadan, this tenet of Islam, this fariza of Islam, so that we may overcome all those difficult sins in our life, those temptations in our life, those things that will pull us away and lure us from gaining Allah's muhabbat and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those pits of vice and evil, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ladder to overcome those sins and pass those sins. Hence, respected listeners, it is absolutely important that during this Ramadan, during our fasting, whether it is the day or the night of Ramadan, at all times we should refrain from every type of sin, be it a major sin or a minor sin. Tamam gunao se hum parhez karenge. We will refrain from all type of sins. And this is the first step we need to take and understand and condition our minds, make up this determination that, listen, I am not going to commit a single sin. That must be our aim. Yes, if we do commit a sin, it happened, we made a mistake, then of course, go back to Tawbah, Istighfar. But if we make up our firm determination and make up our minds and we have this resolution that come what may, I am not going to even commit a small sin, then inshallah we will be climbing this ladder of taqwa with ease. And of course in Ramadan, during the day when a person is fasting, normally it is permissible for him to eat food, to drink, to have relationships with his wife. But whilst fasting, no, it is not permissible. So things which are mubah, permissible normally for the person, now whilst fasting, it has become haram. So what is happening? He is refraining from halal, hence it becomes easy now for him to refrain from haram even. So the very first thing is that we all have to refrain from sins. Second very important aspect of this taqwa, of gaining this taqwa whilst we are climbing this ladder, is control of our tongues. Zuban ki hifazat. Ghiba especially. Buhtan. Accusing people. False accusations. Backbiting. Using vulgar and obscene language. Lying. All these things are haram. Even out of Ramadan, it becomes more severe in the month of Ramadan. As the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayh, may Allah illuminate his qabr, he has mentioned an incident in his Fazail Ramadan of two women in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who despite fasting, they were engaged in ghibah. And that was the cause of them experiencing spasms of hunger, and they could not even tolerate the pain any longer. And the complaint came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he summoned them, he asked them to vomit into two bowls, and when they vomited, then they vomited pieces of flesh, and Rasulullah had mentioned this was on account of ghibah that they had made. So control of our zuban, control of our tongue. Then of course it is a month of Ramadan, and in this process of gaining this taqwa, Ramadan, the fasting that a person observes, the roza a person keeps, abstaining from food and drink and all other things which are normally mubah for him, and now which is not permissible for him whilst fasting. So automatically all these things, the ibadah, the tilawah, the fasting, the roza itself, all these things softens his heart. It softens his heart. And it inculcates in him a type of compassion and feeling for the poor and needy. Because now he is understanding and realizing what a poor man normally goes through without any food. Now he himself is also experiencing hunger. And when he's hunger, and when he sees a poor person now, then he will dig deep in his pockets, because he'll feel that compassion for towards this poor person, simply because he himself is experiencing hunger. So now he understands what this poor man is going through, and hence he will give sadaqah. And he'll become a very generous person in the month of Ramadan. And generosity is something that has been emphasized in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed more generosity in the month of Ramadan than the other months. And all of us are aware of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life and throughout the year. And imagine his generosity in the month of Ramadan. Hence, respected mothers, brothers, elders, let us also make up a little timetable, so as to say, or some important notes that we are taking down of what we need to do in the month of Ramadan. So we have said we are going to refrain from all sins, and we are going to control our tongues, and we need to be very generous. We need to be generous. So apart from the zakat that we will be giving, which is excellent, we need to give some nafil charity. And again, in this lockdown period, we are all aware of the dire need and the difficulties most people are going through, especially those people who are less fortunate than the rich people, those who are normally working to earn some halal rosy and to bring some food onto the table, to make ends meet, as we say, because now they don't have a job, and perhaps the salaries may be cut. They have rent to pay. They've got to pay for the water, for the lights, electricity. They've got to provide some food. They're going to be in some difficult conditions. You and I, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed in different ways, we will lose nothing in sharing some of our food with these people. We will lose nothing in giving them some money so that they may buy some groceries. By becoming generous, even before Ramadan, we require to do this. Assist your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister. Assist the poor and needy. There are so many out in the world. There are so many non-Muslims also who require some assistance. By all means, give them, of course not zakat, but lillah, contribute, assist them. You will gain from the vast treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I make a humble appeal whilst I'm discussing this matter. Let us be very compassionate towards those people who owe us money, our debtors. Respected listeners, I know I'm digressing a bit, but this lockdown period has made it very difficult for many people financially. There are many out there who are struggling to pay their rent. My humble appeal. Of course, there's no, this is not a direction. This is just a humble appeal, a humble suggestion, a simple advice, that all those who are landlords, they've got, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala has given them plentiful. They are able to provide for their families, and they have sufficient amount, they have surplus, you will only gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures, and Allah will give you such barakah in your life if you either waive off that rent for that month, or you lessen the rent of the month, or you at least give the man more grace and more time to pay. Ideally, it is to the highest of stages will be to waive off that amount. If you cannot do that, then at least be reasonable and make it half or even less than that, charging just a small amount. Have some mercy upon him. Inshallah, you will see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open ways of halal rizq for you. You will see the barakah of this. And there are so many, we have staff. And we understand that because of the lockdown, it is difficult, there is no business, and it is not the fault of the staff, and of course not of the employer or the employee, but it is something that Islam has emphasized. Islam has taught. Islam has been so kind to give us these beautiful teachings. Sharia has shown us that, listen, if you are generous, if you are kareem, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in lieu of whatever you have spent. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, whatever you take out, whatever you have waived off, in other words, you have not charged somebody, so you are as though you are spending on him, Allah will substitute you with something. Allah will replace you with something better. So let us be generous, inshallah. And of course, feeding a fasting person. He's got something to eat for iftar. So a person has got something to eat for iftar. All you need to do, at least one date. Not a box of dates. You just have to give one fasting person one kajur, one date, so that he may open his fast with this one date. This one date will give you the sawab of that fasting person's roza as well. Subhanallah. And if you couldn't even give him one date, then give him a sip of water. My respected mothers and elders, giving one date is something all of us can do. In fact, we can give many dates. Most of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many boxes of kajur. People are selling dates. So what is there if you just buy one box of rutab, for example, and you give your neighbor, or you give your friend, or you look for some poor person, some deserving person, whoever it may be. But by you giving some date or some water even, or whatever it is, some food, so that the person may open his roza, he will get the sawab of his roza, and you also will get the sawab of his fast. So merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, respected listeners, during this month of Ramadan, most important is for us to seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah and istighfar, tawbah and istighfar, tawbah and istighfar, tawbah and istighfar. This is the month, the first 10 days as mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the beginning first 10 days is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second 10 days is maghfirah from Allah, forgiveness. And the third 10 days, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So seek repentance and genuine repentance. And inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, even though we have heard this bayan on tawbah and istighfar several times, but we will repeat these advices so that the speaker also can make amal, and the listeners, inshallah, and we just need to refreshen and remind ourselves, and Allah will give us a tawfiq. Then of course, very important is making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. regarding Ramadan is mentioned that a person should read in abundance La ilaha illallah, the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Like how we have dhikr on dhikr majlis. So now if we start every single day La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, take your tasbih counter, whichever tasbih you have, and start from now before Ramadan, so that when the first day of Ramadan sets in, you are already accustomed and habitual, you are able, you are already used to making the dhikr of Allah, especially the first kalima. Otherwise, what happens normally, few days go by, then perhaps we heard a talk, and then we listen to the talk, and then by the time we start making amal, half the month of Ramadan is already gone. My suggestion is, and what I'm trying to drive across for myself and you, is that let us make maximum benefit of Ramadan from the moment Ramadan enters. From the very second Ramadan appears, from that very second we are doing those things that is going to bring for us the maximum rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So kalima tayyibah and istighfar. These two things have been mentioned, we should do in abundance in the month of Ramadan. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And asking Allah for jannat, wallah, give us entry into Jannah, enter me into Jannah. Allahumma adkhilni fil Jannah. And we ask Allah protection from Jahannam. Wallah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. So kalima tayyibah we're going to read, istighfar we're going to recite, and we're going to make dua to Allah to grant us Jannah, and Allah must save us from Jahannam. Such a simple action for us to do. Then respected listeners, brothers, mothers, elders, Ramadan is the month of Quran. Ramadan is the month of Quran. Shahrul Quran. This we find in the lives of Rasul, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba al-Kiram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and all the Salafi Salihin, that they would spend a lot of time in the month of Ramadan reciting the Quran Majid. Quran, the sin was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So it is the month of Quran. And inshallah, regarding this, we will be giving a whole talk exclusive just on the importance of recitation of Quran and the barakah of Quran in the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us the tawfiq of being able to speak on this inshallah on soon inshallah, as the days come closer, or in the month of Ramadan. An entire top bayan will only be focused on the importance of recitation of Quran, the attachment to Quran, of recitation, reciting the Quran correctly and understanding the Quran, the meanings of the Quran, the themes that Allah has mentioned in the Quran. What is my Allah talking to me about? What is Allah wanting from me? What is Allah commanding me with? What is Allah prohibiting me from? All these things, inshallah, we will discuss what is the ta'alluq of a mu'min with the Quran. Then, of course, I've mentioned already, we should make tawbah istighfar, but with it is dua. And dua for ourselves, for our parents, for our family, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our entire progeny. And dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this also requires a lot of time to explain the importance of dua. We have spoken previously, but inshallah, we will dedicate an entire bayan just on the importance of dua, especially in the month of Ramadan. Then of course, finally we come to i'tikaf, the last 10 days of Ramadan. And many brothers have said already that they already were in i'tikaf before real i'tikaf has taken place. In other words, they said we're in lockdown, so we are in our homes. So similar is the i'tikaf in the masjid. Of course, there you are confined to a smaller area in the masjid, in which it is sunnah to make i'tikaf. And inshallah, that also, as we come closer to the last 10 days of Ramadan, we will speak on the importance of i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq to be able to make i'tikaf, the males in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the females at home to make the i'tikaf. So respected listeners, what is most important now again? Himmatun aliyah. Firm determination that this Ramadan I need to make a firm change in my life. I need to make this change. My niyyah must be correct. Niyatun saliha. My niyyah must not be for show. My niyyah must not be ostentation, riya, sum'a. My niyyah must be khalisa li wajhillah. It must be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our niyyah is correct, and when we are determined, then respected brothers, mothers, sisters, elders, wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the way very easy. And I mentioned in the Quran, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. And soon we will make the attainment of Jannah very easy for the person. In other words, the roads that lead to Jannah, the a'mal that lead a person to Jannah, Allah will make that those roads and those deeds easy for the person to acquire. All this requires a sacrifice. All this requires some qurbani. And that sacrifice is a huge sacrifice. That sacrifice is not an easy sacrifice. And that's a sacrifice against our nafs. The nafs will pull us towards something which is not going to be permissible. And now we have to restrain our nafs. We have to fight our nafs. We have to go against our egos, our passions, our desires. We have to break away from all those things upon which our hearts have latched themselves to. Those things that we have attached ourselves to, those attractions and influences, those type of evil environments and company, we have to break away from all those things. And alhamdulillah, in this process that we have all going through, the lockdown process, we have now broken ourselves from so many vice and evil company, because now you're not with those friends that you normally would have been with. I'm talking about evil company. You have moved away from that. You are in your own home. Yes, there is, however, another terrible evil company, and that is the cell phone or the mobile. Now that is left to us. How strong we are going to be, because that is going to destroy us. That's a don't in Ramadan. We will use out of necessity whatever we have to, but rather we should put our phones into a lockdown. If we are able to do this, well and good. But of course, many of us have important work, and we have got to answer queries, and people are acquiring this, or they need something. So whatever it is, it's permissible to use your cell phone. However, use it wisely. Don't let the cell phone, the small gadget now, destroy your month of Ramadan. You'll be doing so much of ibadah, and so much of efforts, but just by abuse of the cell phone, you will destroy all the sawab that you are doing. So the month of Ramadan is a tarbiyah period. It is a period of training, spiritual training. The nafs is going to get tamed. The nafs which is wild, now we're going to tame this nafs. And we're going to make it subservient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected mothers, brothers, sisters, elders in Islam, there is a riwayat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which explains the importance of a certain time in the year. And this year, the time is not mentioned. It's not defined to us. Rasulullah mentioned, "Inna lillahi fi ayami dahri nafahatin." There are some divine moments of blessings, fragrant moments of mercies of Allah. Nafahat. Allah has kept it a secret, like how Laylatul Qadr is a secret. Only Allah knows exactly when is Laylatul Qadr. So, like that in the year, not necessarily the month of Ramadan, it could be out of the month of Ramadan, it could be any day, but there's a certain time where there are certain moments of divine blessings, nafahat. The word nafhatun has the meaning of fragrance. So we are going to translate it as divine moments of blessings or fragrant moments of mercies of Allah. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Rasul says, present yourself for those fragrant moments. فَلَعَلَّ أَحَدَكُمْ تُصِيبُهُ نَفْحَةٌ فَلَا يَشْقَى بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. You get that one fragrant moment, that one divine moment of blessings, and you will never become unfortunate after that. In other words, then you will be the friend of Allah. In other words, you will be gaining from the mercies of Allah, the continuous mercies of Allah. And how is this possible? To be an obedient slave, to gain this taqwa, to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do those things that Allah wants us to do, refrain from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to do. Remember, in the month of Ramadan, we cannot blame the shayateen. Shayateen will be chained. What a great blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. What a great favor. The doors of Jahannam are closed in the month of Ramadan. The doors of Jannat are open in the month of Ramadan. Allah calls out every night to the person in the month of Ramadan, Ya Baghi al-Khayr Aqbil, Ya Baghi al-Shar Aqsir. O person who is seeking good, come. Allah is prepared to give us and grant us our requests, our pleas, our supplications. O evil doer, one who is seeking evil, move away. When Allah is giving us all this, my simple question to all of us, can someone who is drenching himself in a huge ocean, can he still remain filthy? Imagine a person is bathing in the ocean. From head to toe, he's covered completely. He's drenched with this water. Will he emerge from this water still filthy? Will his clothes still be filthy? No. In a similar vein, this is what Ramadan is all about. We're going to be drenched in the mercies of the ma'rifat of Allah. We are going to be drenched in the ocean of the mercies of Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, the qurb of Allah. How can we still remain filthy then? A poet says so nicely, إِذَا الرَّوْضُ أَمْسَى مُجْدِبًا. If you find a garden becomes desolate or withered in spring, when it is time to flourish, it is springtime, everything is blossoming and blooming. At that time, if you find any garden becomes all withered and dried up, فَفِي أَيِّ حِينٍ يَسْتَنِيرُ. In which time then will this garden then blossom? وَيَخْصُبْ and become fertile? If in the month of Ramadan there is no change in our life, if in the month of Ramadan we deprive ourselves of the blessings of Allah, then which other occasion and which other time can we gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing then? That is why Rasul mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. May Allah protect us. A'adhan Allah. The most wretched person, the most unfortunate, the most unlucky person, is that person in the month of Ramadan, despite the mercies of Ramadan coming down, this person is still deprived of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Golden opportunity for us, the month of Ramadan. Gain in us the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gain this taqwa. And we have heard so many times that a person, no matter how a great sinner he is, but when he's fasting, and even though he may be in privacy, absolutely nobody with him, he's all alone. It is extremely hot. It's a hot day. He's all alone. There's a glass of juice or a glass of cold water. And even though he may be tempted to take a sip and nobody's watching him, he will never do so. Why? Because he's conscious that Allah is watching me. So even in public also, this consciousness he should maintain. Istihadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in privacy and in public also. So alhamdulillah, this is one big benefit of Ramadan and fasting. So the object of fasting is taqwa. And therefore, if you want to gain this taqwa, like a person in an air-conditioned room, if he wants maximum benefit of that aircon, he wants to feel cool, then he has to shut the windows which are open. So it is imperative that whilst we are fasting, we close and we shut all those things that are going to lead us to sin. All those temptations we should be far away from. The eye should not open, should not look at haram. The ears should not listen haram. The hands should not touch anything haram. The feet should not go towards anything haram. So, in conclusion, respected listeners, in the month of Ramadan, we're going to spend in ibadah, inshallah. And we are going to keep our rozas, our fast, in the correct way, abstaining from all type of sins, and engage in all those things that are mentioned, dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, and being generous and feeding the needy and poor person or a fasting person, inshallah, and we're going to try to make it an i'tikaf, to really benefit. Now again, as I said, from the first day of Ramadan, may Allah give me tawfiq also first, and all of us, treat each day of Ramadan as though this is your last day in your life. As though this is the last day of your life. Like how Rasulullah told the Sahabi, فَصَلِّي إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَصَلِّي صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ. When you're going to stand up for Salah, then treat the Salah as though it is the last Salah of your life, like you're bidding everything farewell. So each fast, each roza, treat it that perhaps this is the last day of my life, and I won't get another day, another opportunity. So then see, inshallah, our roza will be kept so properly, and our tarawih will be read so beautifully, our tilawat, our zikr, istighfar, tawbah, everything, our du'as, we will do it properly, inshallah. Very important, and we conclude on this, inshallah, we should encourage the entire family also. Encourage our family to spend their time correctly. And to be able to encourage them, my humble appeal is, start the ta'aleem of Fada'il Ramadan of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Whatever you need to give you encouragement, to exhort you to spend your Ramadan correctly, it is found in that book, Fada'il Ramadan. Believe me, everything that you require to get a nice, spiritually uplifted Ramadan, a Ramadan that you want to spend correctly, then you will find it there. There's no masail there. There is fadail there. It will teach you, direct you to, and it will talk about how the pious people, how they spend their Ramadan. In other words, it will encourage you and I to also to try a little bit better than what we used to do in the past. Let us show some progress in our life. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will make us climb up this ladder of Ramadan, of Roza and fasting, and gain the taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ما لغناكم ما فرما ما لخطاكم ما فرما يا الله هم كمزور هم ضعيف يا الله يا الله we have seen how weak we are, يا الله we have seen how helpless we are, يا الله how incapable we are, يا الله we are turning to you, يا الله we're making rujoo to you. Ya Allah, make us get an excellent month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, open your masajid for us. Open the Haramain Sharifain again, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength to keep our rozas correctly, to make your ibadah correctly. Tilawat of the Quran, Taraweeh, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever bala and musibah that has come upon the ummah. Ya Allah, this pandemic, my Allah. Remove it, my Allah. Remove it, my Allah. Remove it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you from the bottom of our hearts, my Allah. Hum to bohat kamzor hai, ya Allah. Hum to nalaiq bande hai, Allah. But my Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. We don't have sabr and tahammul in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, ya Allah, to relieve us from this virus, this pandemic, my Allah. Ya Allah, this pandemic that has reached any part of the world, ya Allah, whichever part it has reached and whichever person it has got, my Allah, remove it completely. Give every person complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, and turn our hearts towards you. Ya Allah, we're making sincere tawbah, istighfar. Don't test us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat. Grant us afiyat. Afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, fitna of the fitin, hasrat of the hasirin, zulm of the zalimin. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our life, barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, you assist them, my Allah. Remove them from the difficulties. Whatever difficulty we are going through, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters, they have raised their hands now, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's jais murad. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Bari' al-jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem's mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us end the jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, protect our children, Oh, masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, our children, our grandchildren, our entire virriyat. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from all those fitnas before Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sab ki dua qabool, farma. Ummat par raham ka maamla farma. Rahmat ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, tu to kareem hai, ya Allah. Tu to kareem hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu ghani hai, hamid hai, ya Allah. Tu ra'ufur rahmanur rahim hai, ya Allah. We ask you by your asma ya husna, your sifat al-ula, your ismi azam, my Allah. Ya Allah, assist us, my Allah. Assist us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nusrat farma. Ya Allah, ajizi ki saath, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Remove this difficulty that has come upon the ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbuliyat. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, bana. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.